If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Gonna take a deep breath. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna try not to get, you know, really pissy on this one, because this is just one of those where it just pisses you off because it's a miscarriage of justice to a nth degree. And I already have, like, I don't know, borderline bronchitis going on. So I got like 32 ounces of hot tea here though. So that may fuel this a little bit.
Okay. Good to know. Thanks for the warning.
Okay. We're talking about the Moab police being cleared in the Gabby Petito lawsuit. The family is vowing to appeal, as which they should. This is the video where, if you just go to YouTube and search Petito police video, that's what I just did, you'll find about 500 different versions of it to watch. It's clearly a stop where the officer should have intervened and done something. At the very least, separated them, got them to a hotel, something. Something should have been done. She clearly had been abused, and the officers kind of did the whole bro thing and just kind of, well, you know, she's freaking out. Okay, bro, you know, it, to that extent. It's just bullshit. And just really sloppy, shitty police work that should have been called out and punished. So people and other officers know they can't do the whole bro code. I don't know what kind of fucking bro code that is, like the abuse bro code or whatever. Like, you're down with being a horrible human being. I am too. But that shit needs to fucking be called out. But no, it was not. Okay, I'm taking a deep breath. Go ahead, Stacey.
Okay. Say something. You all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
To me, this was a huge red flag when, especially, domestic violence is something that our police are trained on, and they saw a situation that deserved some attention, and I just don't feel like they dealt with this properly.
She
could still be alive right now if they had done the right thing.
Yeah. Well, they have the little thing there called the Government Immunity Act of Utah. And they're using that as the basis for his decision. Should there ever be anything called the Government Immunity Act of anything? It's like that's just saying we are perfect, we are infallible, and you cannot question us. That is not what I believe America is kind of based on. It's checks and balances. When we start having institutions that are like, can't fucking touch us, which we already very well do. It kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
It does. We're supposed to be a democracy where, you know, we've got rules and I'm going to be quiet now.
I mean, you could just, like, we have the Immunity Act, so we can pretty much do anything we want. And depending on who it is, or if we, you know, want to, you know, let them off or get them in trouble because maybe they got some shit on us or whatnot. You know, we got the Immunity Act, so we can just do absolutely nothing. And that's how it works. Lovely, Utah. The lawsuit stemmed from the department's handling of the domestic violence incident. This is all happening 2 weeks before Petito was murdered by Brian Laundry. Of course, this goes back to 2021. They were out there. Remains discovered in Wyoming. Laundry, later identified as the killer. He died by suicide. When, again, there was a lot of moments the police could have intervened and maybe questioned, maybe picked him up, maybe done something, but he actually had enough time to come home and go on a camping trip with his parents and then come back home.
Cute.
I know. Isn't it nice? We got to go have some Bush's baked beans by the campfire, and they're all telling stories and, you know, maybe some marshmallows. Then he wanted to go for a hike, and his parents thought, oh, what could possibly go wrong? We don't know that he killed her. And he goes and kills himself out in the woods because he's a horrible fucking human being, which I say, bravo, no court case, saving the taxpayers' money. I don't fucking care. I don't think the world is better if he were still around. The Petito family's $50 million civil lawsuit alleged the Moab police failed to follow state laws and department policies during a roadside stop in which they investigated a domestic violence incident between Petito and Laundrie. They argued that this failure endangered her life. Yes, because it did. But Judge Don Torgerson acknowledged the family's concerns but ruled that the police department cannot be held accountable under Utah's legal framework. I do think that the plaintiffs have made a prima facie case that Moab's officer's conduct here could have been a cause of death. Not necessarily the cause of death, but a cause of death, Torgerson said during the hearing. Despite these remarks, the judge explained that the Government Immunity Act shields officers from liability. Well, isn't that a great idea? Because we've never had anything or any problems in our country with officers, you know, stretching the rules, doing whatever the fuck they want with no fucking responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Leading to his ruling in favor of the police department. Wow. So I don't know how many states have acts like this, but if I were in a state that had one, I would be getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Because that just means you have a police force that is unstoppable and untouchable to a very great extent. Well, they could do something horribly awful if, like, they shot somebody, they'd get arrested. Yes, of course they would. But if they're not responding correctly to actual emergencies and things that people need them for, or responding excessively to things that they're not really needed for, those cases, which would be a majority, off the fucking hook.
Yep. 100%.
So whoever thought this was a lovely idea, bravo. The decision allows the Petito family to escalate now the case to the Utah Supreme Court, which is incidentally at the Mormon Temple. They also intend to do so. In a statement provided to TV station Fox 13 News, the family shared their resolve. While the ruling today may feel like a setback, it was not unexpected. We never anticipated that this would be an easy process and look forward to the Utah Supreme Court upholding the Utah Constitution's original intent to preserve the rights to recover for wrongful death claims under these circumstances. We remain committed to pursuing justice for Gabby and thank the many people who have continued to support us in that fight. I hope that the Supreme Court rules in their favor.
What concerns me among many things is this Government Immunity Act. I think when there is the threat of liability, I mean, I understand being a police officer is a very, very dangerous and tenuous job. I mean, you are constantly on edge and having to make split moment decisions that are life and death. And I get that. But I also, this was not something where they had to make a split decision. Like right now, oh my God, this is the decision. No, they had some time to think about, should we let these two go? Should we let him go? This was a very, I think, a calculated decision on their part. I'm not saying that they knew what was going to happen, but I think they kind of knew that something wasn't right. And they just kind of went, go ahead.
It just comes.
But I think when there's liability in your job, like if I make a mistake, people could die. It means you need to fucking pay attention and you need to do the right thing. And when I worked in medicine, that was something that was always at the top of my mind was, okay, I just did these drug calculations. I need to have somebody else check my work because I could kill somebody. So there, to me, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, look at the fucking video. It's not like it was very bro-ish. It was not like, they look completely fine. And there's no sign that there's any problems here whatsoever. If that were the case, I'd be totally on the police's side. Like going, how the hell would you know if you didn't see any signs? She's sitting there with a black eye crying in the car, and you're like taking the abuser's word for it outside.
It to me looks like a textbook case of domestic violence.
Yeah.
You know, the guy is, you know, we got into a fight. It got a little heated, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Whatever happened here, you two shouldn't be together.
Exactly.
We need to separate you two because something's going to escalate. Something already did. One person might do something that they're going to regret. We need to separate you guys.
No, it's just another.
And it didn't happen.
No, it's just, it's unacceptable for people in these types of positions to be able to get away with this poor of work. It just is. And, yeah. And look, I mean, and the sooner we can understand this and these agencies can start operating this way, the sooner they'll be getting respect back instead of just, let's have a bunch of fucking parades with everybody's family who has a police officer in it. And we're all going to say this is great and wonderful and ignore like all of the shit and the problems that are around here that we have issues with. It makes no fucking sense. I have a ton of family who are police officers and they're lovely people and I love them. But I do not understand this attitude in so many departments of we are infallible and we're not going to really do a whole lot to be accountable for the bad apples that we have.
Oh, I think shit rolls downhill.
Like, start doing more of that. Start identify the bad apples proactively. And make a big fucking deal about it and go, look, we are diving into our force. We are making sure we have the best people for you that don't have any shit in their closet, all that stuff. And if we find stuff, this stuff, you know, then show what you're doing. Show what you're doing to make it better so people don't feel so fucking shitty towards the police. I hate it. I really do. I mean, I grew up in it, you know, you did too. It was like officer friendly and
yeah,
it was, you know, not to say there wasn't shady shit going on back then, but I just hate that there's this hate for them, but I understand why that there is this distrust that's out there because it's shit like this. It's no accountability for not doing your job competently. And when it comes to life and death, you don't have a choice. And if you fuck it up, then you probably shouldn't be doing that for a living.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.